This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right, it's just gone 11:30 on Tuesday morning. It's time to speak to our second guest. We thought it was going to be Harry Baker, but it's not. It's his partner in crime, Chris Reed, and he should be on the line. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Yeah, Harry's on the... We couldn't get through to him on the bad line, so you've just got me, I'm afraid.
Ah, okay. Was he somewhere with dodgy signal or something?
That's it, yeah.
Fair enough. You won't remember because you did tons of these interviews, but we spoke to you guys last year before you came to Cambridge Junction, and you're back again this year. And this is you've done two sellout shows of your Edinburgh Fringe show in 2016 and 2017. So this is the third show that you've done together now.
Yeah, so our third full show. We sold out as well this year in Fringe 2018. So it's been a few good fringes in the first. So we're doing two halves, two shows essentially. First one is our favourite songs from the previous two shows.
Right.
Second half, we're doing our brand new one.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Is there a lot of pressure on you then, having had two sold out run? Well, even one sold out run before the second one to make the show really good for another time.
No, just decrease the capacity of the venues and then there's less.
Yeah. Slowly until you're just playing in someone's living room.
No, yeah. Especially if me and Harry playing to each other, and what's this sold out show?
It's sold out. We're both here, so it's a sellout. Basically, it counts.
Yeah, it's just us in a smart car.
Yeah. So, for people who don't know about you guys, just in a nutshell, sort of describe what it is that you do on stage.
So, it's the kind of most concentrated description is comedy, rap, jazz. So Harry is a world poetry slam champion. He's an amazing wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a jazz musician, and we've combined forces to write kind of uplifting songs with a lot of wordplay and a feel good vibe. And we're taking it around the country.
How did you two meet and combine to create this show in the first place?
Yeah, we met at high school in our kind of early teens. It was a Battle of the Bands competition that I won, and Harry won Most Potential. I can say that now because he's not on the line. So we combined forces soon after that for like random gigs around London through our teens, and then we parted ways to, like I say, Harry became a very good poet, and I went and did the jazz thing, and then we really gave it a crack 3 years ago. For the Fringe Festival, just to have a bit of fun. It's kind of rolled since then.
Yeah. So when you went up to the Fringe the first year, did you have any idea as to how it would go? Because I guess a lot of people go up there and then they try these things out and you either sink or you swim, and you swum.
Yeah, I guess we swum, but we never had grand plans of, you know, touring the country or touring the world, like arena tours and all of that. No, we're not doing that yet, but... You know, so we didn't have that pressure on ourselves. We just thought we'd do it. It'd just be a fun month because I was teaching at the time, so I was free in August. And so it was just a fun thing to do. And then we kind of started touring, and this is now our fourth tour, I think, around the UK.
Mm.
It's our second one, third tour. And this is our second gig in the Junction at Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't wait.
How was last year's show? Do you remember?
Fun shows.
It was it?
Yeah, it was so fun. Everyone's was so up for it, I guess. And it's probably, you know, the effect of being on your show.
Of course. Well, you know, everyone listens to our show as a barometer of the most important places to go to for an evening in Cambridge. Of course, yeah. What's it like being on tour? Are you on consecutive dates, like on a run going from one place to the next all the time?
It kind of varies. The first 2 weeks were really hectic. It's kind of like 9 gigs in, I think it was 12 days, so that was quite full on.
Mm.
But it's settled down a bit now, so it's, I think we're averaging about 3 or 4 gigs a week,
right.
So it's pretty manageable. And we get the trains everywhere, so that saves one of us being tired from driving everywhere.
I guess so, yeah. Do you ever have the worry that the train is cancelled and you're going to be late for the gig?
Last year I was rushing from a rehearsal in London and the train was completely at a standstill, so I had to get a very expensive taxi. But you know, it comes with it. But we've not yet missed a gig, so.
Well,
the first time that happens.
Fingers, just put the curse on this one. Hopefully not. No. Well, as you remember, the junction is around the corner from the train station in Cambridge. So once you got to the train station, then you'll
very
be fine.
Helpful.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, yeah, there are loads of trains from Cambridge.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll be having a few drinks after the show before we get on the train.
Yeah, and they run late as well, so you can. So that's definitely handy.
I was actually in Cambridge last week. Well, 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
With friends, so I'm. I took a little picture outside the junction.
A nice, yes, bit of
great room, man.
Bit of advanced promotion. Where else are you, or where have you been so far, and where else are you heading to? How long's the tour?
So it's a 35-day tour going up to just before Christmas, really. We've been as far north as Leeds, I think is the most north you've gotten. We've gone as far down as Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit Birmingham, Oxford, Bristol, Nottingham.
Do you find that the show is...
The
audiences take the show in different ways in different places?
Yeah, you know what? We've tried to kind of work out a pattern. Just kind of subconsciously work out who would go for what. But it's impossible to tell, really.
Hmm.
What goes on? It's funny. We got a joke about the Archbishop of Canterbury in one of the songs. It's very niche. And we did a gig in Canterbury last week, and they just didn't go for it at all. They just didn't get it. and then we played the same thing in Bristol two nights later, and it brought the house down.
Yeah.
Like, that just shows you it's impossible to predict. But it's actually better that way. You know, it's nice to have that element of
yeah. Yeah, I guess so. So the tour this or the show this time is called Harry and Chris Save the World. So this is the second part of the show is all new stuff. So what's the Save the World? What's the theme behind that?
So we wrote a song about Chan Chan, the giant panda in Edinburgh Zoo, because you know she.
Yes, the one that they tried to get pregnant. Yeah.
So we wrote a song about her. And then a couple months later, she became pregnant, which is very exciting. And then we wrote a song about the end of the world, because the rapture was predicted last year, and the world didn't end. So the only conclusion we could make from those two things happening is that we've got superpowers.
Right.
Through our music. So the new show is basically us pointing our superpowers towards various problems in the world and trying to fix them.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we should look after you, because who knows what's going to be happening in the future, and you guys could solve all of our problems.
We're the first line of defense.
Yeah. Have you met Theresa May? I mean, I think you should.
We've not met. She hasn't said hello after a gig, but I'm sure she's been to one.
Well, she might be calling you soon if things keep going the way they are. You never know.
It's the Avengers and then us.
Yeah. But I guess there's a serious message behind that in a sense, because, you know, I've made a comment on air quite a few times recently is everything in the news at the moment is all pretty doom and gloom, and it sounds like your show is a great escape from that, and you're sort of poking fun at the world in a way, I guess, as well.
Yeah, it's poking fun at it, and then underneath it there is the kind of serious message, because, yeah, like you're just saying, look, we chat a lot about, Harry and I talk about the fact that it does seem to be getting worse in the world, but then the fact is we are, you know, that's what the news say, because fear sells papers, but in general it's the most peaceful time of ever, this current chapter in the world. There's this book that we kind of refer back to, The Rational Optimist, that just looks at studies that we're wealthier, healthier, happier, kinder, cleaner, more peaceful, more equal, and longer lived than any previous generation. So we're trying to get that message across through comedy, rap, jazz, even though obviously there are huge causes to push for and huge mountains to move, but there are lots of things to be happy about and to be hopeful about.
Yeah. I guess you're right. If we think about it in a broader sense, I guess that is true. Okay, well, let's give out the details of the show. So you're in Cambridge on the 26th of November, which is a couple of weeks on Monday. It's 8 o'clock, £14 if you want to go along. Tickets available via the Cambridge Junction website.
Is that all?
Yeah, is that is all. £14. You want to put your prices up, Chris?
You can put a different like effect on my voice so it sounds like someone in the studio.
Yes.
Is that all?
Yes, is that all? So cheap and so worthwhile as well. It's in J2 on the 26th of November. Well, I hope the rest of the tour goes well. I hope Cambridge goes well, and no doubt we'll chat to you again next time you come to Cambridge next year, I guess, maybe.
See you next year, yeah.
Cool.
And if you want to come along, we've got some comps on the door for
you. Yeah, Liz, do you want to go along to Harry and Chris Save the World?
Yes, yeah. Of course I do.
Check your diary.
That cool. would have been pretty dire interview.
Yeah, she said no. Yeah. No. I'm sorry, the interviewer didn't sell it for me, Tim. I'm not interested. No. Cool. We'll come along if we can. But thanks for chatting, Chris.
Sweet.
Cool. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. That's Chris Reed of Harry and Chris Save the World.